Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, we are joined by Pete Bursich. He works for KFAN in Minneapolis doing the games with Paul Allen. Pete, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You know, I think we share something before we get into the details of this game, and that is the preseason love of Kyle Sloter. And
yes,
it was hysterical listening to the broadcast of a preseason game where you guys were just falling all over yourselves, but I could not tell if it was serious or sarcasm. I thought it was serious at first, and then it reeked of sarcasm. But you want to bring us into that loop? Because I think we have that in common, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, he's one of the best preseason quarterbacks of all time.
Right.
You know what I mean? He did have a good preseason with us, and we had some fun with it because he brought us back week after week in the preseason, and hopefully the kid someday will get his shot. But we had fun with it. You have to spice up the preseason some way. You know what I mean? You got to make it exciting somehow.
Well, we were laughing about it because I'm telling you, it was the same thing here in Denver with Kyle. I mean, he had this. He does have a legendary cult status. I mean, not only here in Colorado, but also I would say in Minnesota at this point. I don't know what's going on in Arizona, but it was interesting. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, he's, I guess, you never know. You never know when a guy gets his chance and finally gets to play and step in. You never know. I mean, I guess the point is he did everything he could possibly do with what the snaps that were given to him here in Minnesota. He made made everything he could out of it. So you got to give him credit for that.
No doubt.
That's right. Well, he's the one that got away. Pete, I don't know what it's been like out there in Minnesota, but it's been Gary Kubiak week for us. Curious, how much of a conversation has that been? Gary Kubiak, Rick Dennison, Brian Perriani, and the return but matching up against Denver.
A little bit. I mean, things change year to year, and I mean, there's some familiarity. I think might be some familiarity with the scheme and what they see is similar to what maybe the Vikings have done in Denver, or what Denver has done in the past. But every year is different. The players are always different. I think there's no question that our offense is really based on the talents of Dalvin Cook and what he can do. Kirk Cousins has done a good job as of late. Started a little slowly, but he's playing a lot more confidence. And whether or not we'll have Adam Thielen back, we'll see. But Stephon Diggs has had a good couple weeks. Kyle Rudolph's had a good couple weeks. So offensively, they're continuing to evolve with guys that are in and guys that are out. And the one constant's been Dalvin Cook and how well he's played.
Is Gary the one calling plays? That's a unique situation. It's a little bit confusing.
No, Kevin Stefanski is he's the one calling plays. I know Coach Kubiak is in the booth for the most part, I believe. Keeping an eye out, watching him. What exactly he does from play to play, we don't know. But he's been a good, I think, solidifying force, and I think getting our offensive line figured out was something that kind of haunted us last year. We were a bit of an offense without an identity. Protections weren't all, solid all the time. Those kinds of things. And really, I think knowing what kind of player you want for your system, what style of offensive lineman do you want for your system as well, has helped us out. We've had many lower round draft picks on the defensive line come through and play and do well. And we haven't had that on the offensive line side. We haven't had a lot of low draft picks eventually become good starters. And, that's where you're going to have a philosophy, and everybody has to be on the same page, the coaches, the scouts, the front office, everyone. And I think we have that now with Kubiak.
If the Vikings lose on Sunday, what has happened?
I'll say this. Turnovers and penalties have been an issue, mainly not necessarily interceptions, but fumbles. If you guys can get to Cousins and get the ball on the ground, that could change. You know, that could change everything. I mean, I think that's kind of maybe the biggest challenge that you guys have is whether or not you'd be able to do that. Not saying, you know, schematically, I'm saying, you know, you have three-step drops and things like that. It's kind of tough to get to the quarterback. You guys have a more than capable defensive line to do that, but penalties and turnovers have been the big things for us. You look at the three games that we've lost; they were all on the road, all outside, and all on grass. But you could trace, you go to Green Bay, you have that weird pass interference call, Dalvin Cook. You play the Bears, you sack Trubisky, you injure him, you recover the fumble, that gets overturned because of a penalty. You know, and you just have, it's just a play or two, and that's all it takes in this league. But it just seems that when we get in the red zone, penalties have been a problem, and putting the ball on the ground, mainly fumbling. So if we don't turn the ball over, I think we'll be in good shape.
Hey, Pete, what's been the overall perception when it comes to looking at and breaking down the Broncos' offense?
Well, you guys have some talent, and they're, you know, it's young and maybe hasn't been, you know, consistent, but Sutton, very, very good wide receiver, big body guy. Against Cleveland, you saw him go out and make a catch and, you know, not necessarily right in the corner of the end zone, but as a back shoulder catch that he just really climbed over the top of the corner and, you know, and picked it off. Fant is exactly what you saw out of him in that game. He's that kind of a player. You know, you look at the 75-yard touchdown reception. There were, what, five, maybe six Cleveland defenders that could have put a hand on him. You know, and he ran through two of them. And then Lindsey's a good, nice downhill runner. Good vision, plants his foot, and just goes north and south. So it's like you have a lot of talent. And it's just a matter of bringing it all together, with the quarterback and with everything else, with fun and the whole thing. If you guys, the more every week that those guys play together, you think you can get better, you know, better and better. So there's some good young talent on your offense.
All right, Pete. Well, good job being humble. You know you're a 10.5-point favorite. We all know what the situation is.
We all know that's the fastest way to go broke is betting on these NFL
games. And we also know that this game is not being played outside on the road. It's being played in the comforts of an indoor turf stadium. Yeah.
We've played well at home. All year we've done much better at home than we have on the road. And you guys get the bye. You got the week off. What are you talking about? You know, 2 weeks to prepare.
All right.
We got a chance.
Yeah. And by the way, your PA announcer, Alan Roach, is a Denver guy.
That's right.
I hope everybody knows the voice of God is actually a Denver guy.
Oh, yeah, big time. Really?
The voice of the Super Bowl, too.
Voice of the Olympics. Voice of everything. He just has
He's the voice of God. Maybe you hear him everywhere.
Yeah, just keep all that in mind. We have the intangible. All right, thanks, Pete. Have a great call. Okay. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
All right, that's Pete Bursich from KFan. He does the games on the radio there in Minnesota. When we come back, football at 4, we'll hear from the coordinators, see what they have to say next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.